Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across major cities in Israel is mostly mild tonight, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. A pleasant evening to be outside. In Haifa, expect a gentle breeze, making for a comfortable night. Here are today's headlines. First, Hamas held a mass funeral for 112 people killed in an apparent IDF strike at the start of the Gaza war. This is according to the Times of Israel from earlier this hour. Also, Major General Yaakov Amidro criticized Qatar, saying Israel should pursue action against them after the war. This comes from Mariv, reported 3 hours ago. Also this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu stated that Israel will not withdraw from Gaza until Hamas fully disarms. This was reported by Ynet in the past hour. Separately, the U.S. Justice Department will take action on anti-Semitic hate crimes in New York. This follows the recognition of Ari Halberstam's murder as a civil rights case, reported by Forward an hour ago. And finally, Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey have condemned Israeli strikes in Gaza, warning that a ceasefire is at risk. This report came from I-24 News earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Mark Leibowitz, a prominent voice on Jewish Twitter, emphasized following curator WH for insightful commentary. Posting just minutes ago, Avigdor Lieberman, an Israeli politician, reported chaos in Jerusalem, where violent deserters are targeting those serving, writing earlier today. Ihab Hassan questioned Israel's role in the disarmament agreement with Hamas, expressing concern over political motives, posting earlier today. Let's go deeper, starting with the funeral in Gaza. The Times of Israel reports that the burial for 112 victims highlights the ongoing human cost of the conflict. The effort to extract victims from the rubble took months, underscoring the devastation. This event comes amid reports that the IDF is tightening its policy on Gaza strikes, influenced by international pressure. This funeral reflects the intense grief and loss within the community. Turning to Yaakov Amidro's comments. As reported by Mariv, the retired Major General criticized Qatar for its involvement in the conflict. He warned that an international force in Gaza could limit Israel's military options. Amidro's statements point to a broader strategy Israel might pursue post-conflict, potentially reshaping regional alliances. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's firm stance on Gaza, Ynet reports that the Prime Minister rejected a U.S. proposal, emphasizing that Israel will not retreat until Hamas disarms. This position reflects Israel's security concerns and its strategic objectives in the region. The decision could impact future negotiations and stability in the area. Separately, in New York, the U.S. Justice Department's recognition of Ari Halberstam's murder as a civil rights case is significant. According to Forward, this move comes over 30 years after the anti-Semitic attack. It signals a renewed commitment to addressing hate crimes and honoring victims' legacies. This decision may influence how similar cases are handled in the future. And finally, the condemnation from Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey. According to I-24 News, these nations warned that Israeli strikes could jeopardize a ceasefire. Their statements highlight the fragile nature of current diplomatic efforts. The potential for escalation remains a concern for regional stability. Turning to business and markets. First, Israeli cyber companies are showcasing AI defenses at Black Hat 2026. CTEC reports that these innovations aim to protect against autonomous attacks, a growing concern as technology advances. Separately, oil prices have plummeted, with speculation about a potential agreement involving Trump. Maariv Business suggests that this could lead to significant changes in global energy markets. And finally, Enlight, an Israeli renewable energy company, saw a boost in its shares. Globes reports strong Q2 results and a major deal with Google, reflecting the company's strategic growth and its impact on the renewable sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.